This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchworth. Ridwan Barrier-Costa of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. He is in Warsaw, a busy afternoon in Warsaw, the center of the resistance to the Ukrainian fight, to the Ukrainian fighters against Russia. The men, the material, the refugees are centered in Warsaw. Poland is a major factor in the resistance to the Russian aggression. However, after mobilization, this will become a question of who can get the most troops, best trained troops to the front and sustain through these next months of winter. And this now calls into question, are there other factors that haven't reached the battlefield yet? Ridwan, you say it is unknown right now how big the mobilization is in Belarus, a Russian client state to the north of Poland, where initially Russian troops deployed out of Belarus into northern Ukraine and besieged Kyiv. They were later withdrawn. What do we know about Lukashenko's army? Is it preparing to enter the war?
The numbers of over the Ukraine Belarusian army is different one. But for instance, the most reliable sources for me personally, for instance, some Polish experts who are really dealing with Belarusian army, they are saying that if, for instance, Lukashenko would wave his hand and say attack Ukraine, the maximum what he has it's about 25,000. Officially, the Belarusian armed forces closer to 50,000, but we should to take into account that real capabilities of Belarusian army. But at the same time, we should take into account this particular case in of this war. I mean that Belarus can attack the Ukrainian rares and at least try to cut the military supplies or supply lines in the Western Ukraine. So theoretically, it could be done. And the Ukrainian intelligence or Ukrainian Ministry of Defense constantly saying that sooner or later Belarusian army is going to be involved in this conflict. But Lukashenko says, no, I am not going to be part of this conflict. And of course, it's and we are not going to have bloody hands over this conflict. But at the same time, when Putin announced mobilization, it was like a big speculations in Belarus. Is it going to be mobilization in this country? And the Russian officials said that no, we are not going to have any mobilization. But it is visible that something is happening in this country because Lukashenko ordered to creation of territorial defense forces, conducting constantly military exercises. Recently were conducted general staff exercises. It's a very important one. And they conducted on the southern Belarus, so nearby Ukrainian border. So I think Putin maybe would be happy if Belarus would join, but at the same time, Lukashenko is still he's very tries to be flexible, and he didn't recognize the annexation and of these four regions which are currently under occupation. So he plays some kind of games to pretend that he's still a sovereign ruler. But of course, it's like a matter of time, in my opinion.
You mentioned that there is recruiting of Belarusians right now into the Russian forces. There's also recruiting of Ukrainians from the separatist region and perhaps from other parts of the country not under attack right now. But the most striking to me is recruiting from Moldova. Now, my understanding is that Moldova has dropped its... Is that correct? Moldovans are recruited?
I think it's like a diverse... from all over the former Soviet Union. This is a Russian opening door for every country from the old Soviet Union, I think. Yes.
The reason I'm keen on Moldova is that recently it dropped its neutral status and has alerted its defenses. Is Moldova at risk right now? Is that a card that Putin could play to occupy Moldova at the request of the government or a faction in Moldova?
I think we should be more or less soberly thinking regarding what's going on right now in the northern front, or northern, sorry, in the southern front of in the southern theater of in Ukrainian war. I think currently Ukrainians are really conducting quite successive counteroffensive operations, and of course, politically and strategically, yes, they need to reach the areas of Odessa and connect with Transnistria, and maybe try to occupy some other territories of Moldova. But currently, it's not on an agenda of Russians. Maximum what they are able to do is destabilize politically, because the pro-Russian forces are quite, political forces in this country, quite strong, and currently were many demonstrations against the current government in Moldova. So I could exclude the political destabilization, but if Russians would able to achieve some success on the southern theater of this war, I certainly they would try to connect to reach the Transnistria.
Finally, a few minutes. What can go wrong for Ukraine? Right now, you report that Russia is stemming the bleeding from the offensive in the north, and that there's a window for Ukraine to continue advances. How big a window? What does Ukraine need to do now before the snow flies?
Yes, I think it's first of all, even not northern theater of this war, but rather it's right bank of Dnieper. You know, if Ukrainians would manage within next month or so to conquer or restore own sovereignty over the Kherson region, at least on the right bank of the Dnieper River, it would be tremendous success, in my opinion, because otherwise it still give Russia's chance to restore its offensive operation towards Odessa. But if Ukrainians would manage to push out Russians from this left bank area, it would create it would close at least for uncertain time any threat of Russians towards the left bank Ukraine. So and of course, definitely, it's a try to reach Lugansk region. So if Ukrainians would manage to do this in upcoming months, it would be great success. And I think it would cause big political troubles, because it's already visible. Because Kadyrov yesterday openly criticized the general staff of Russia and military leadership of Russia, because due to the obvious defeats in certain theaters, and it gives some Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner group, supported him. So it is possible to say that we are witnessing political and elite backlash right now in Russia, and they all caused by the defeat in Kharkov region.
Okay.
Yes. So finally, one sentence, it's if Ukrainians would manage to do following this, what I mentioned before, it would cause political crisis. It's obvious. It's obvious right now.
Kadyrov is leader of the Chechens, and he's outspoken in his criticism of the war conducted so far. Ridvan Barayokasta for Geopolitical Futures in Warsaw, watching the situation following the beginning of a mobilization of the Russian forces. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.